Number love, my taxes. Like a wrapped gift I had put off opening, because the shake of it said, I got right answers in me. And I have been holding the map in a fog so thick, I can't see the length of my arm. So this Cosmo quiz of income, I'm counting on to make sense of how we were never married, but I dream more than I sleep now. Of how the fire alarm went off for 20 minutes at midnight, hungry for a 9-volt. And hitting it with a broom handle felt like shaking a baby. My neighbor drives his kids 4 hours one way to see their mom, and she will still be locked up for years. Someone abandons a wheelchair in the snow in front of my house, and somebody else shovels a bent path around it. When they test my blood, they ask, "Have you ever exchanged sex for drugs or money or something that you needed?" There must be a write-off in all of this. In the number of box elder bugs trapped against storm windows, in the growing mole on my left breast, in the way a woman puts her hot tongue to it, long enough that I forget my grandfather's melanoma, my Aunt Barb's mastectomy, and who claims each of us, and how they do it, how the tattoo won't come off, how we are so many dependents, how one headlight will do for now. We expect a tearaway check in the mail some weeks towards summer, those of us who didn't stack enough in the black. I recycle the magazines wearing strangers' names that I don't call to cancel because I am alone enough already. And when the check does come, the watermark reads, "Leave this town. Leave the state altogether." Like a receipt stamped no returns, no exchanges. You can't undo what you have done.